In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our sermon text is our gospel reading from John, the 10th chapter. Brothers and sisters in Christ, door, 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 door. It doesn't sound much like Good Shepherd Sunday to me. It sounds more like Door Sunday. So happy Door Sunday. But Door Sunday isn't really as catchy or cool on a bulletin cover as Good Shepherd Sunday, is it? And yet, if you went by Jesus' words in our gospel reading, you might actually think that it is Door Sunday. Four times in 10 verses, Jesus says the word door. Four times. Door, 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 door. The guy who does not use the door, Jesus says, but gets into the sheep pen by a different way. That guy is a thief and a robber. The thief sneaks in over or slithers under the fence. He doesn't use the door. Why? He's not the shepherd. Only the shepherd uses the door. Only the shepherd loves and cares about the sheep. Only the shepherd protects them. Why, he'll even give his life for his sheep, Jesus says. But the Pharisees didn't get it. They don't understand. So Jesus tells them plainly, "Truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find green pasture." Jesus is the door. He's the only way for any of us to get to heaven. That's why Peter says in Acts 4, there is salvation in no other name, for no other name under heaven has been given among men, by which we must be saved, than that of Jesus Christ. Only through the door of Jesus' holy life and his innocent suffering, bitter death, will we have the green pastures of eternal life. Outside of him, in Buddhism, Taoism, Hinduism, Mormonism, Jehovah's Witness, Islam, Judaism, and all other world religions, outside of him is where the thieves and the robbers play with their false gods. But not many of you are tempted by these voices, brothers. So let me bring it closer to home, where we are tempted to believe that our character and our reputation and our success are all we really need to get into heaven. You know the funeral liturgy. They were a good man, a good woman, an innocent child. They're in a better place. So, you want to make yourself the door by which you enter into heaven, do you? Fine, let's go there. How do you define good? Is being generally joyous? Kind, compassionate, law-abiding, honest, responsible, generous, helpful, selfless? Okay, but Jesus takes it one step further in Matthew 5:48. He says, "Be therefore perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." But the psalmist David writes, "Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." In Mark 7, Jesus says, "Out of the heart of men come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness." All of these things come from within, and they defile a person. Now add 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Verses 9 and 10, where Paul says, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor the drunkards, nor the revilers, nor the swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." Oh, don't forget Galatians 5:19 through 21. Now the works of the flesh are evident. Adultery, that is, sex with someone who is not your husband or wife. Fornication, that is, sex between two unmarried people. Impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissension, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Finally, at Ephesians 4:29. Let no corrupting talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. Add all those things together, and what are you left with? You are left with the reality of Romans 3. All have sinned, and all fall short of the glory of God. And that by the works of the law, no human being will be justified in God's sight, since through the law comes knowledge of sin. Do you see what happens when you listen to and believe the funeral eulogy? When you make yourself the door of the sheep pen, and you listen to that strange voice of the devil, the world, and your own sinful flesh, which at first sounds oh so good, but when you stop and compare it to the voice of your good shepherd, you begin to realize that that voice only steals and kills and destroys you, the sheep. For you are the sheep. The Lord uses that word 6 times today. Sheep, 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 sheep. Maybe it should be called Sheep Sunday. But again, it doesn't quite have a clear, catchy, cool title, does it? Nevertheless, you are the sheep. But you aren't just anyone's sheep. You are Jesus' sheep. You have heard his voice. He has called you by name in the waters of holy baptism. He has said to you, you are mine. You don't belong to the devil or the world or your own sinful flesh. You belong to me. I baptize you. Each one of you are Christ's sheep. You are uniquely loved and cared for and called and led by him. And today, he has led you here to himself, to the door of his cross where he laid down his life for you. Today, like countless days before, he bids you to follow him unto death, through the door of his cross, so that he might give you abundant, eternal life. And you did. Today, in repentance, you died with Christ once again, saying, most merciful God, we confess that we are, by nature, sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. And then Jesus led you through the door of his cross to green pastures of forgiveness and life, as he said to you, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. That is, I still love you, O repentant sheep of my flock. I am still your good shepherd, who graciously and mercifully laid down his life for you, my sheep, and risen from the grave. I give you eternal life. Heaven is yours because of me, Jesus says. And you who hear my voice and follow me, you will never perish, and no one will snatch you out of my hand. For I am the door, and I am your good shepherd, and you are my sheep. The shepherd and the sheep. The sheep who hear my voice and follow me. So follow me. Don't listen to the strange voices, the man-made voices of world religions or works righteousness. For there is salvation in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved than Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus says. No one comes to the Father. There is no other way into the sheep pen than through me. Follow me. Be faithful unto death, and I will give to you the crown of eternal life. You will have life, and you will have it abundantly. In Jesus' name, amen.